I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of summer, and what's more summer than the shore? Lots of new shore restaurants opening this summer, including a barbecue restaurant, an upscale Japanese restaurant, and a frozen daiquiri window where you can pick up spiked beverages.
The intent there was to capitalize on the recent changes that allowed for open containers on the boardwalk.
This is the South Jersey almost summer edition of the What's Cooking podcast.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Tropicana with Chris Rippey, who is Vice President of Food and Beverage. And we're doing a shore edition of What's Cooking because there's lots to do down the shore, lots of places to eat and drink. So you have some places that are new this summer. We are standing in one of the places that opened on May 6th, Wild Honey Barbecue, but this is just the first of many. So let's just do a quick rundown.
So the next place that'll be open is called Asu. Asu is going to be a Japanese-style tavern that's going to focus on small plates as well as sushi. We have an extensive collection of Japanese whiskey that we're proud to feature as well, and a pretty wide selection of sake.
That comes on June 17th. What are you excited about with Asu?
I miss the presence of sushi and the late-night bites, so it'll be great to have that back in the mix. We've been very limited since COVID, and during that time, we took our opportunity to step back and evaluate our food offerings, and I'm glad that this is one that is going to be open in very soon.
That's in June, and then what's next?
Roughly middle of July, we should be opening Purple Zebra, which is a Caesars-branded daiquiri bar. The intent there was to capitalize on the recent changes that allowed for open containers on the boardwalk, so a very small space, but it should do some significant volumes, and you know, it'll be focusing on there'll be eight different kinds of flavors of daiquiris, specialty cocktail glasses, you know, some funky fun things, half yards, yards. There's one that looks like the leg from the Christmas Story lamp. So you'll be able to buy a daiquiri in that and carry it up and down the boardwalk with you as well.
And that comes in the heat of the summer. So perfect time for
perfect
a frozen
timing,
drink.
Yep. Frozen drink, boardwalk, July. Can't go wrong.
Now, will you be open for the holiday, for 4th of July?
We're aiming for that. Construction timeline's very tight. I'm sure as you're aware, everything takes a little longer than it used to.
How'd you come up with the concept?
Purple Zebra is actually a concept that they have like 8 locations of in Las Vegas, where it's also a great place to walk around with a frozen drink in your hand when it's 110 degrees. So we thought it would be a good fit here.
So this is the first summer that you can do that?
Correct. Well, no.
During COVID, you could do
correct.
That.
Correct. They made that temporary change for COVID, but they made it official last year. So you're officially, permanently allowed to walk up and down the boardwalk with an open container now.
Everybody in the hotels must have been like, yes.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's nice to capitalize on people as they walk by.
Okay, so you got that, then you've got a couple more other places.
Correct. The next one on that timeline, we're going to be bringing another Las Vegas brand, Hash House A Go-Go, which features twisted farm food, large portions of, shall we say, comfort food. So chicken and waffles, humongous pancakes, French toast, all those kinds of things. That's going to occupy the former buffet space, and it should be open towards the end of summer. We're aiming for August.
And then you have two places that are moving around.
We do. our current staple, I guess the core restaurant for us would be El Verde. It's been in this building for about 40 years. It is going to be moving over to the former Olan space, which will give it a much better exposure to our guests.
That was the Jose Garces place that got a lot of attention.
Yeah, the food there was great. It just didn't seem like it fit very well with our clientele. So we took that opportunity of that vacant space, and we're going to move El Verde, which is currently very small and very hard to find and very difficult to get into, and put it into a much larger space with a considerable casino frontage as well as an ocean view. So that one should be probably, it's not going to make it for summer, probably fall. They're going to have two other concepts. One's going to be called Gin Ricky's, which is going to be a live music slash kind of dueling piano place. And then the former Providence space, which is a large space on the second floor of the corner, is going to be occupied by the Royce Social Hall. And they're just kind of describing that as a adult playground. So it's going to have two bowling alleys, you know, Jenga, kind of a beer hall, but indoor.
And do they serve food also?
I believe they're going to serve food.
Like light bites type of thing?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then Gin Ricky's, obviously, drinks.
Alcohol-focused.
Okay, so the biggest food-heavy places are the one we're standing in now, Wild Honey Barbecue. Yep. And Asu.
Asu is going to be great. That was originally a Jose Garces outlet too, and we're not changing a lot of things in there. It's going to be very similar in nature, for very familiar menu, but we are taking off the candy store that it used to be. It kind of used to be a speakeasy. It was hidden behind a Japanese candy store. So to get better exposure, we're taking off that candy store and opening it up, but the menu is going to be very similar to what it was before.
And what's the space that you're most excited about? I bet I could guess.
Asu, for sure. I miss having sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You know, from a culinary perspective, it'll be nice to have some really high-grade sushi back in the building.
Yeah, do you want to talk about, like, some of the menu or, like, what you're looking at?
Sure.
Or what you know, like, get into it deep a little bit?
Sure. So we have probably, I think, a dozen or so small plates, ranging from yakitori to some salads, a couple of twists on some traditional stuff. Obviously, we have a very large selection of sushi and specialty rolls. We used to do ramen in that outlet. We're no longer going to do it. To do ramen correctly is very labor intensive. We just didn't have enough orders for it to make it make sense. But we're going to add some large format plates to the menu, which is something they never really did in there before. We're going to have a whole fish, which is a combination of fried and then finished off in the oven. We're going to do a twist on a ribeye steak that has got some Japanese flavors and profiles in it. And the last large plate, I'm trying to remember. Oh, whole lobster.
Amazing. Yep. Amazing. What is it like for you? What's the prep like for you as a director of food and beverage as you get into the unofficial start of summer?
This year is a little more stressful than most. Mostly it's just, you know, normally it's just staffing up and making sure we have everything we need. But this year we're with not just the usual gearing up to make sure the venues have enough staff and everything. It's opening possibly three, maybe four restaurants in the middle of summer. The staffing situation is tough right now. A lot of people have switched gears, and trying to find the staff that can provide the service that we expect, it's been difficult. So staffing, for sure.
So have you been able to find the staff, or have you
slowly
had to, like,
surely.
Raise your sure. pay, or what?
The pay is negotiated in the union contract, so, but we have some flexibility there. But yeah, we're finding staff. It's just a little harder, and it takes, you know, we got to be a little more creative than we used to be.
So what's it like this year? Is it like you had to open all these restaurants because you're coming off of COVID and you expect a large crowd, or what are your expectations for this year?
Well, we didn't do it last year because we still had so many dining restrictions in place, and we wanted to take a deep dive into what kind of outlets made sense. But this year, I think this summer is going to be one for the record books. I think there's a lot of pent-up demand. It seems like we have had a little bit of a spike in COVID here lately, but I think, you know, as the weather gets warmer, I think people are going to be more and more comfortable coming out of their homes and getting back to see us. So we're really excited.
And that's reflected in the number of openings.
Correct. I think business volumes across the city have been really good in the last few months. So like I said, I think this is going to be a huge summer.
Lots of options for people.
Yeah, we have eight new food and beverage outlets on the books sometime in this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So for this summer, Wild Honey Barbecue, Asu, Purple Zebra, those are the big ones immediately now.
Correct. And then as fall goes, we'll continue to build out a few things. We would just want to get these ones open as much as we can for the summer.
What's been the biggest challenge leading up to the summer?
Staffing. Absolutely, no doubt about it. In addition, you know, the other big challenge we've had is availability of some of the equipment that we've been trying to purchase. Traditional timelines were 3 to 4 weeks on you know, like a refrigerator. I got quoted 85 weeks on a set of fryers last week. So, yeah.
So how do you open so many restaurants when you have all of these restrictions and challenges?
Yeah, we've had some really good luck through alternative sourcing, going with brands that are traditionally not what we would order, but comparable in quality. And on top of that, we've had the luxury of, you know, most of these outlets are going into what were already restaurant spaces. So rather than replacing some aging equipment, we're going to reutilize that until we can get the new stuff here.
What are your expectations for this summer?
Crazy. It's going to be nuts. There's a number of, you know, multi-day concerts on the beach this year that are going to be huge for business. The air show, I think, is going to be a monster this year. We're really hoping for a great summer.
Are you ready for the people?
Always.
All right.
We'll be ready. I promise.
Ready or not.
Yeah. Indeed.
Okay, so we walked down to Osso, which was where, in the area where Alone was. And this is the restaurant that is going to be coming in June. So you're keeping it the same, but you're opening the candy bar?
Right. So the interior was kind of themed after a Japanese alley, and we have zero plans to change any of the interior, but the exterior before was a speakeasy that was hidden behind a Japanese candy store.
It was called what?
Okachi.
Okachi,
correct. So we were ripping off the candy store off the front, opening the hidden door so you can see directly into the restaurant from the casino without flooding the entire space with light. You'll still get that intimate kind of back alley feeling, particularly, you know, you're supposed to feel like you're in a Japanese alley getting street food in the middle of the night. So you'll still have that feeling, but you'll be able to see it from the casino, which I think will make a huge difference.
And it's very beautiful and not outdated at all.
Very modern, this space is beautiful. This is one of my favorite restaurants in the city, even if I didn't run it.
One of the reasons for you not changing it, did that have to do with the supply issue?
No, it's, you know, like you mentioned, it's in really good shape. The decor is beautiful, and it didn't need to be changed on the interior. The exterior was the problem.
So you're changing the exterior. This is Osu. You have all of the equipment back here. Yep. Is ready for sushi.
We're ready. Wrap up construction, and I'll be able to open the doors.
And get your inventory, right?
Yeah, that one's not going to be that hard.
Okay, and so then what are you doing for the front here?
There's going to be a huge mural on the outer walls. Bright colors, it'll be able to differentiate it and make it stand out rather than blend in like it did before. And the former candy store will become a foyer where there's a small waiting area.
That's where the kind of host stand will be?
Yeah, the host stand will be right out front of the restaurant so that they can talk to them as people walk in and out.
Okachi will be Osu on June 17th.
Correct. Absolutely.
Plus all your other concepts, right?
Seven
more concepts. All right. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Chris Rippey is Vice President of Food and Beverage here at Tropicana. Good luck this summer.
Thank
and happy
you.
Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you very much. Same to you.
And speaking of some of the restaurants here at the Tropicana, I am with Jay Avichul, who is Director of Operations for Royce LLC, and they are responsible for three of the Tropicana restaurants: Wild Honey Barbecue, Gin Ricky's, which is coming in the future, and the Royce Social Club. Those will have drinks and kind of light bites, but let's focus. Let's talk about Wild Honey Barbecue. So this is the one that just opened this month. Describe the restaurant and the type of food it is.
So thank you for having me. The restaurant is basically a celebration of all different types of American barbecue. So we've got St. Louis, we've got some Nashville, different barbecue from all of the best places in the country, and items that you think of when you travel to those places. So we've got the St. Louis ribs, we've got a big Texas rib, which everybody is raving about, so that's a big thing to get. We also have a big Texas turkey leg.
Like, are you talking Renaissance Fair turkey leg?
Yes, exactly. I'm talking like Fred Flintstone turkey leg. So it's amazing, it's delicious. And then we have a smoker that literally smokes all day long. It cooks every type of meat to the very perfect temperature that it needs for that meat. It's one of those things where you can't find that, you can't duplicate it any other way. And then we also have a great drink list, which has lots of fun cocktails because barbecue is fun. So with the barbecue food, we have large pitcher drinks because we expect that everyone's coming in here and they're celebrating and they're coming with their families and maybe their bridal party and their guy friends and girlfriends. So
you gotta get rowdy with barbecue. This is like messy napkin food.
You really do. It's not light, it's not subdued, it's big, it's bold, it's energetic. So are the drinks. So we have pitcher format cocktails, which are great for sharing. If you have a large group, it's kind of fun, reminds you of being on a picnic. And then we also have different signature cocktails that put different twists on traditional drinks, but with a barbecue twist. So for example, we have a bourbon mojito, just to, you know, give it a little bit more of a closer connection to the barbecue food that we serve. A twist on margaritas. We've got a hibiscus margarita, which is wonderful. We have a Jack Honey Arnold Palmer, which is a twist on a traditional. So you'll get to see some of those. And then as far as the desserts are fun. I mean, barbecue desserts are amazing. You think cherry cobbler, you think of a big donut sundae, you think of banana pudding. Those are the desserts that we have.
Nice. hearty American food.
Yes, absolutely. Big time comfort food.
How long did it take you to get this up and running? Because to get a smoker like this, I know during COVID, there were a lot of issues with it, like inventory.
Yes. So it was definitely a challenge, but Chuck.
What's the story behind that?
I mean, they knew what they wanted. They did the research a long, long time ago. So yes, they waited for it to come in, but it was well worth the wait. It's literally the Cadillac of the kitchen.
How long did it take to get it, to source it?
They did a pretty good job with it. It took a couple of months, but because of their timing and because of all the planning that they did pretty far in advance, they were ready to go. They didn't have to wait too long.
Did you have any other COVID issues like a lot of restaurants had been having?
No, not really. And the nice, this was a beautiful restaurant before. So if you look around, it's got a lot of great traditional woodwork here. So had it been new construction, I could see where that would be a challenge, because that's a challenge that a lot of restaurants are facing. But this is a beautiful old bar. There's beautiful wood floors, furniture, all of that. So we wanted to keep the integrity and the feel of this place, but give it that barbecue energy.
What was Wild Honey before it was Wild Honey?
It was actually an Irish pub.
Oh, okay, right. It's all coming back to me now, coming in from the garage.
Yes, I know.
It's a little bit, I mean, it's still a little dark, but it's brighter than it was. Did you do anything else with the light?
So we lightened up the walls, so they're a lighter blue. We put in more and different types of light fixtures, so you have more uplighting, and then we have different lights that project on a lot of the musical photos that you see sprinkled all throughout, because barbecue is great food, great drink, but it's also great music. So we have a lot of music legends from all different genres all over in every inch of this place. So
food is culture. Food like makes you think of certain things.
It really does. And barbecue is definitely very cultural. It's not just food.
Well, because it's very Southern.
Yeah, very Southern. So if you look around, you'll see that there is music inspiration and there's also food inspiration. So we have a lot of the barbecue, great barbecue chefs also sprinkled in with all of the music, because again, that's what it's all about.
What are you most loving about this restaurant right now?
What I most love is the fact that it's a place where people can come out and the energy is really positive. It's fun. It's high energy and it's exciting to come out to, because people have been home for a long time. And this is probably the first spring and summer in the last couple of years where people have felt comfortable enough to come out and not worry about restrictions. I feel like we've gotten to a point where we know that we have to make certain adjustments in life and what have you, but we're ready to get back to what normal looks like. So
what does normal look like these days? I mean, I'm standing here in the restaurant wearing a mask, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, here it's been about getting back together with people that you might not have been able to celebrate with for a long time. So it's, you know, even better than before.
It's just a different feel when you go to different restaurants. Like Philly is different than Atlantic City.
Right. Where we are here, I mean, obviously we want to follow, you know, state guidelines and do what is safe for everybody. So, you know, we'll follow what obviously the state of New Jersey wants us to do to keep everybody safe.
What expectations do you have for this summer?
We think it's going to be really, really exciting, busy. We think a lot of people are going to spend a lot of time coming to Atlantic City. They're not going as far away as, you know, they might have wanted to before, just because of things in the political environment. So Atlantic City is a great place to go. And then a place like this, we've already seen a lot of locals. You know, there are a lot of people in this area that love great barbecue, and they've heard about us and they've come in, and this will be a regular spot for them weekly. So we like that too.
Well, Jay, thanks so much. Have a great summer.
Thank you so much. You do the same. Hopefully we will see you in here for some great drinks and barbecue.
Jay Avichil is Director of Operations with Royce LLC. That includes Wild Honey Barbecue, Gin Ricky's, and the Royce Social Club. Thank you so much.
Thank you again.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.